This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Most of the batteries we use in our daily life are made with chemicals, and many of those chemicals are toxic. Researchers at the University of New Hampshire are working with technology that uses water instead of those toxic chemicals. Water has not been a great material for building a battery, but this research may change that. And here to talk more about this latest discovery and what it means is Granite Geek David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor, writer at graniteGeek.org, and a regular guest here on All Things Considered. David, welcome back.
Always glad to be here.
So, David, before we get into the water aspect of the new battery technology at UNH, tell us how batteries in general are supposed to work.
A battery is the classic definition you'll get in, you know, any engineering 101 class. It's a way to store electrical energy as chemical energy, because electrical energy just doesn't store well. You can't stick it in your pocket. And so the way it traditionally does this is it has a couple of different metals that are stuck into usually a liquid. The metals are called the electrodes. The liquid is called the electrolyte. And the chemical interaction amongst those when a circuit is completed causes electrons to move from here to there or there to here, and in the process it creates a current or it stores a current.
And water hasn't been a very good electrolyte in the past. Why not?
It doesn't chemically interact with any known electrons, any known alloys or metals in ways that would make the electrons move when you want them to. I mean, the battery in your car is a lead-acid battery because it uses lead and acid. That was really the first major commercial one that was found, and it's still quite effective, but, you know, it's heavy and it's toxic as all get out. Everybody's always wanted to use water as the electrolyte, which is the sort of the medium the metals are stuck in. For obvious reasons, it's cheap and it's, you know, easy to dispose of and it's not toxic. But the question is, you know, can you find alloys and metals that'll work as electrodes in water as an electrolyte in a way that'll be able to store and transfer energy well?
And apparently UNH is close to doing that.
Yeah, they have research which indicates that they've taken a metal that has been used in other attempts. They call these aqueous batteries because this is science, so you have to call it something complicated. Aqueous batteries, and magnesium oxide is a particular metal. It interacts with chemicals with water in certain ways. But if you store too much voltage in it, if you use too much voltage in it, it basically interacts with the water in a way that gets in the way of the process. And the question is, can you alter the magnesium oxide in a way that will be able to handle more voltage without this deposition happening in the water? UNH researcher Xingwei Ten and his PhD students, a couple of his PhD students, have been working on this for a couple of years with the Department of Energy grant, and they believe actually they have found a way. I have to admit, I can't really explain to you what they do. The way they describe it is they use a well-ordered hydroxylated interface that suppresses the gas evolution reactions.
A hydroxylated interface? Why don't you say so?
That's right. Absolutely. So it raises the amount of the voltage that can be used in these and stored in these in a way that shows great promise in making aqueous batteries, water batteries, actually, you know, commercially usable.
Well, we'll spell out that promise for us. If this technology is commercially viable, what might it enable that we're, as of right now, not able to do?
The idea is to supplant some existing battery technologies with a less toxic, safer variant, one that doesn't explode as easily. We've heard about exploding, obviously.
Cell phone batteries.
Cell phone batteries, yeah. Exactly. What it won't do, and what Dr. Tang admitted, is that it's not going to suddenly, you know, even if it surpasses his wildest dreams in working and in terms of how cheap it is, it's not going to show up everywhere. Because one of the things he talked about is that battery technology, as it improves and matures, and as, frankly, the world changes when we try to electrify everything, that's sort of part of what you have to do to decarbonize industry, is going to require lots of different kinds of batteries. You're going to need some that the most important thing is that it's small. And you're going to need some, the most important thing is that it lasts a long time and can be recharged at a certain depth, at a certain amount of time, quickly. You got other ones that most important thing is they can hold a whole lot of charge and release it, and it doesn't matter how long it is. So this will be, if it all goes well, and it seems to be so far, this will be one of a number of variety of battery technologies that will be reshaping our future.
All right. Well, David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a writer for the Concord Monitor and the writer whose batteries run on pure, undiluted geekiness at graniteGeek.org.